Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Tonight's show, how to spice up a sagging sex life, some hot breastplate tips to get her going, and tips to blend fantasy into a monogamous sex life. All that and more. Enjoy the show. But first, let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love a little more, right? A little more action. Who doesn't want a little more action? AdamandEve.com wants to give you more. They give you 10 free gifts. Who the hell does that anymore? Free gifts. You'll get a sexy surprise for her, a specially selected prize for him, and a little something that you'll both enjoy. Talking about spicing up the sex life, you'll enjoy it. You'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? Not hard at all. Go to adamandeve.com, select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, a game. I'm so into couples games right now. They have these really fun games that you can play to get to know what you both like about each other, what you both like in bed. Try one of those out. Just enter offer code Emily at checkout and you'll get 10 free gifts. That's adamandeve.com. Use code Emily for 10 free gifts. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where all your sexy things are happening there. And we're relaunching our website soon, too. It's going to be even more robust. But right now, we have blogs we put up every day, videos, every question, everything you want to know about sex and relationships it's going to be there. And sign up for our mailing list because it rocks. We send you an email like once a week with a lot of great information about stuff you might have missed and tips to improve your life overall. And I'm here with Anderson. What up, Anderson?
What up, Em?
How you doing? Happy October.
I love October.
You
it's
do?
My favorite.
Really? Fall?
I like it when it gets cooler, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. It's dark and it's cool. It's been so friggin' hot for like 2 months, like 95 degrees.
So much fun coming up, you know, with like the first you got the Halloween and then you get the Thanksgiving and then the Christmas and all that stuff, even though it gets a little less fun as you get older.
Right.
Still like the memories and the smells of the pumpkin and all that. I love it.
Do you Halloween? Get dressed up?
I'm like Martha Stewart at my house.
What do you mean? Like you make costumes for everyone?
Like I decorate it.
Oh, you do? You have like kids who come by? That's cute.
Well, no, like just for me, like to have at my house in October, just so I have like the Halloween stuff around
the house. I'm never invited
over.
I'm going to come.
Yeah, come on out to the valley.
Yeah, right. You're like, yeah I'll see you there. We're doing, okay, so October at Sex with Emily. Because, you know, every month we have a little something going on. Last month was Sex Ed. Of course, August was Anal Sex Month. And this month is Freaky Sex. And what I mean by that, just to go along with the Halloween theme, some things that are outside the box. Little kinky things to spice it up, dirty talk, BDSM, role playing. We're going to give you some great tips. So check all that. And I'll also probably be teaching a workshop at Hustler again, which I have to find out the date, which was amazing the other night. Have I seen you? It was so good. My workshop, it was back to basics, sex ed. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, it's not like we're going to sit and talk about condoms all the time, but it was really like Anderson, people were like really, really gripped. They like taught. It felt so good to me that you know, because I'm reading it going, I've been doing this for 10 years, people know this stuff, and it was just, people just were asking all the questions, and everyone, like, kept emailing, they learned a bunch of stuff, and my Lori, who works for me, was there with her new boyfriend, and he was like, I learned a lot. She's like, really? And he, like, named 10 things he learned, and then they went and had amazing sex. So, you know, that's why I exist. I'm going to do more of these workshops.
That's why I exist.
It's true.
I'm not necessarily
having amazing sex. No, I am actually having really good sex.
You don't always have to practice what you preach. I mean, look at the Catholic priests.
Oh, damn.
You know, you don't have to
practice. They do practice, though. I don't want to get into some religion, you know, but, you know. Catholic priests are not a good example of.
I'm saying, like, you can have terrible sex. You personally have terrible sex, but you can still give great.
No,
sex
I can't
relationship.
Though, because then people would be like, "I slept with her and she sucked." Advice. So they would come out. They'd be like,
"Has that happened? Has
no,
anyone done that?
Dude,
no
one's
trying
really
to slander." Oh, you could probably sue somebody if they ever did.
Yeah, but I have to say that I'm pretty confident in my bedroom skills.
Okay,
I might not be a great girlfriend. I don't cook.
Mm-hmm.
You
don't decorate for Halloween.
I don't decorate for Halloween. I'm not a great planner.
Do you have like little spooky dildos around the house Halloween time though?
Well, if you think dildos are spooky, then yes. Oh, I've got a lot of spooky stuff going on in my house right now. Oh my God, I have a lot of stuff. It's so funny because I'm so tired because I was up to like 3 a.m. last night. So I sort of obsessed about organizing my toys and I've been getting so many. And then I got the Sibian, which is like a game changer. So my entire house, I was like putting all the like clitoral vibes in one drawer and all the G-spot vibes and all the lube in one drawer because I realized it was all over the place. And so now I feel a lot better. I didn't get a lot of sleep, but I feel really organized. So that's
which
really
is a
good.
Rarity for you.
No, it is. It's true. Don't you feel like you need to get like a control? Is there something in your life that you feel like once it's in under control, you feel better?
Yeah, that's most everything that's always out of control, though.
Right. That's how I feel too. So I could have been, you know, writing something or paying bills, but now I feel really good because I know where all my like water-based lubes are and silicone lubes. It was a good night. So there's something else I have to tell you, Anderson.
What's that?
You had an amazing event the other night.
I did.
Your film screening, which
right.
was so great
yes.
to celebrate you. But there's something that I didn't tell you would happen okay. after. It was a really interesting night. So first I went to dinner with Dr. Drew mm-hmm. and Susan, his wife. So it was like a nice dinner. And then afterwards we went to your screening, which was great. And I was with this guy that I've been dating. Mm-hmm. And then as we were leaving, I get a text from this couple I know, this swinger couple. Do you remember mm-hmm. Holly and Mike? They were on my show.
You've had a few couples that were swingers on the
okay.
program.
They have a show on Playboy Radio called Swing.
I do remember them.
And
yes.
they're a great couple. And we're friends. They text me every year. They're like, come to a party. Come to like a play party. Like
right.
what's called swinger parties. I'm like, I'd love to because I've been to swinger parties. You know, when I first started, it was more like I'm the voyeur and I was observing when I first started my show. And I haven't been to one in LA. And I just thought, you know, you don't have to do anything, but I kind of want to check it out. And the guy I've been dating was like, I'd really love to check out a party sometime. So we're leaving a party and I get a text from them. And they're like, oh, come to this party. It's at this in the Hollywood Hills and it's like beautiful house. Like, come meet us here. And I was like, okay, well, I'm with this guy. And they're like, great, come along. So we show up at the swinger party, and we get in, and it's like the beautiful people swinger party. So it wasn't like everyone with ponytails and what people would think.
What's with the ponytails
everyone
in that community?
Everyone says
Why?
That it's not true. Everyone thinks that's
fanny packs,
there wasn't
ponytails.
One ponytail. I was a little overdressed, meaning I was wearing a mini skirt and a tank top. And women were like in bathing suits. And
did you change?
No, I was wearing that at your party. You didn't notice.
I didn't notice.
Well, it wasn't super mini, but it was like cute outfit, but not like naked. And so it was so interesting because I've been, and what happens at these parties, they're like a regular party. You go in, people are drinking, everyone's talking. I mean, the women are a little more scantily clad. But after about an hour or two, you look around, everyone's having sex. But at first you can't really tell. You're like, are they just dancing? You're like, oh no, he's banging her from behind. Oh, she's giving him blowjobs. There's people
like
in the bed.
A house?
Is that a house?
Like someone's house. Do they rent the house out?
No, it's or like someone's this... house. And there's like little bedrooms. It's like, you know, condoms everywhere. And then someone comes in and changes the sheets. Now, I have to tell you, I did not engage anything, but it was really interesting being with someone who's never, because I've been before, who's never seen it. And the funny thing is, Holly Michael like left before we did because my friend was like, oh, I want to check this out. But we, you know, it's just funny because you look to the right. You're like, oh, he's like, wasn't that the guy that was just talking to us about like stocks and bonds? And now he's like, you know, going down on this chick on the couch.
And hey, guys that like stocks and bonds if also you've like never, sex.
I know. It was like 5 minutes later, everyone. And literally, they're just, at first you're kind of like, are they? Aren't they? And, you know, stuff's going on. It was just really interesting. And it was funny seeing it through his eyes because I was like, let's just go. Like, I've seen people banging. And I guess I've just sort of, you know, disillusioned.
Well, when you do it for a living, it's kind of like, oh,
I don't go
work.
To a swinger party for a living, but I've seen it. But if you've never
no, but you
been.
Do, you talk sex, relationships.
I do. I'm like, okay, they're banging. She doesn't look like she's having fun.
Was there a big bowl with drugs at the front
no
door?
No drugs. You know, there was no drugs.
Stupid.
I know. There was no drugs. There was nothing. There was like drinking a little bit. But it was like nice people. And if I was in the mood, I was really tired after, but it was a good, it was funny to watch it through this guy. But you know, the thing that was good, it was a good foreplay. Mm-hmm. Like we kind of like started making out. It was hot. And then we went home and had great sex. We did not have sex there.
No.
So I just want to share with you what a robust evening that was.
That would be weird. That'd be weird if you're that
girl.
I'm crazy. I'm wild. I'm sex with Emily.
No,
let's
maybe
do
if
it.
There was a big pile of drugs. But I just thought you'd like to know that it was a very
I'm
full
glad
weekend.
That you ended up going from one hot, sweaty, giant room to another.
That was amazing, though. It was a great event. And you have another event, you said, that I hope I can make it to?
My buddy, Michael, he's throwing. He's an event organizer, and he also raises money for charities. And it's kind of on the heels of what I just did. But I got another one, I think, coming for a guy's name is Greg Wiseman. And we're doing a Q&A for a new book that he has out. And there's going to be some big actors there.
Ooh, big. Like tall.
Vanessa Marshall, Ed Asner. He's a legend.
Oh, wow, legend.
He's going to be on the panel. So it's at Meltdown Comics, which is a sweet location
That's
in
awesome.
Hollywood. October 9th, 7 p.m. Tickets start at $10. And you can go to friendsforbenefits.org. Friends for Benefits.
Not friends with benefits, friends for
friends
benefits.
Friends for. And the,
got
it's
it.
The,
Maybe
the
you'll find
for.
An FWB when you're there.
And there's going to be some good conversation. You go to that's .org, and then you can get the tickets there.
Okay,
they start
cool.
at $10. Portions of the proceeds go to Comfort Zone Camp, which is it's a great cause. So you're going to learn some stuff.
Adam's
going to be there. It's a Friday night.
That's
I'm going
to
be there.
I'm always looking for cool stuff to do in L.A. that makes me feel artsy and sophisticated.
Meltdown
and
Comics is great.
Love it.
And then when you got Ed Asner there and Greg Wiseman.
And you.
Creator of Gargoyles. And he's also oversees a bunch of cartoons like the Star Wars Rebels. Like he's like the supervising producer.
Fun.
He's a really super smart guy. I'm having lunch with him on Monday. But I will be moderating the Q&A. So come on
You'll
out.
Be good at that.
Help give some money to charity and have a good time at the Meltdown Comics, which is where Nerdist is.
I was there.
The
I was on a podcast there too. Okay, well, that's good, Anderson.
So thanks for letting me get
there.
That plug in there.
Of course. Oh my God, dude, I
love
you. I want
to sell tickets for Michael because Michael's a great guy and Greg's a great guy.
And it's a good cause.
Yeah,
and so let me do what else are you can do on Friday night? Sit home, watch Netflix, boring.
If you've been looking for an excuse to go see where Nerdist does all their shows,
yeah. Oh my God, Nerdist is huge. They do lots of great podcasts except for this one.
Friendsforbenefits.org.
Okay, cool. We'll be there, Anderson. We'll be there to support you, man. Okay, I've got a little bit of sex in the news. I got emails. And I love hearing from everybody. I just want you to know that it's funny because feedback at sexwithemily.com, I do read all of your emails. And we really are getting better now at letting people know that we've answered them on the show. Because it took me a while to get that system going. But for 10 years, we email you. You can listen. We help you.
Oh, you got that in place, finally.
It took me a
cool.
long time.
Okay.
Yeah. The reason why, you know why I felt bad about it, though? Because my first job, I worked in politics for 10 years. I worked for my congressman, but not for 10 years. But that was my first job. Yeah. I was an intern. In D.C.
Right.
And that was when everyone was writing letters then. And everybody, they got stacks and stacks and stacks of mail. And his thing was like, you have got to email every single constituent back or write them back. Even if they're like, my stop sign is broke. Like, why isn't there stop sign? And you're like, just because you have to acknowledge it. And to me, I'm like, people write me. I want to acknowledge it. So that's what we do.
So you learn good habits in politics.
Yeah,
exactly.
And it took me 10 years to get over into my show. Exactly.
Hey, speaking of 10 years, real quick, in events and whatnot.
Yeah.
When are you going to do it?
We're working on the live show. Madison's in charge of it. We're going to do a live show, maybe at Improv. We got in touch with
their friend.
Have
you gotten in touch with the people
over
there?
Yeah, but I don't know if Madison's heard back from him yet.
She hasn't heard back or she didn't get back? Because
she didn't hear back.
That's
no, she did hear
bad
back.
Practice.
That is bad practice. Yeah. He emailed her back finally and then she's emailed. But we're going to do it. Anderson's going to be there. Menace is going to be there. We're going to have other special guests. And it's like 10 years. I'm
Menace
really excited.
And I got a box.
Have you ever met him?
No.
You guys would like it. You guys just sit there. You'll make fun of me the whole time. It'll be awesome.
All right. Mm-hmm. Enjoyable.
It'll be a good time. Okay, so.
Sex in the news.
Sex in the news. 7-Eleven offers date night delivery of ice cream and condoms.
What?
Everyone's jumping on the bandwagon here. So convenience store chain 7-Eleven announces its new delivery service includes an offer $20 date night pack containing ice cream, candy, Red Bull, and condoms.
That seems cheap.
I just want the ice cream. Yeah, it is cheap. Like, even if you don't want to have sex, I'd be like, I want the Red Bull and the ice cream.
Yeah.
And condoms. The date night pack, it costs $20. Okay, they get Ben and Jerry's chocolate chip cookie dough. I'm totally down with that.
That's
Hershey's chocolate bar.
That's like $5.56.
A can
bucks.
Of Red Bull.
That's like another $3.
An 18-pack of Trident gum. And three condoms.
Nine. All right. I see where they're making their money now. It's about $12 worth of product and then $8 in delivery. I get it.
Okay. And then you tip maybe?
Because you're high or and or drunk when you need this stuff.
Right.
Because
you're like, are we that freaking lazy though? Like 7-Eleven is their convenience. But what they say is, they also offer the hangover pack for the next day.
I like this.
Extra strength, acetaminophen. How do you say it? Acetaminophen. Like what are Aleve? Ibuprofen. A fruit punch Gatorade, a large pepperoni pizza, and their food there is kind of gross, but. That's what feels good on a stomach, gross stomach. A hungover stomach? A sandwich containing smoked turkey and pepper jack. Okay, so what they say is the vice president of innovation says from 7-Eleven, it's their aim to redefine convenience. Because now it's like you don't have to come in the goddamn store.
Because they are convenient. I mean, they're on every
corner. I just want the Ben & Jerry's delivered. Do you think they'll just do that? I would pay $20 for nights just to Ben & Jerry's.
Like a combo pack for like $40 or maybe $35, you can get both. You can get the sex night delivery and then the next morning.
I should get sex toys delivered, a sex toy delivery service.
Oh, you should.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what's the car going to look like? I like it.
Like my car. Like literally, I could start
it should
tonight.
Be made to look like a penis, Emily.
Oh, okay. Dildo car? No, what I'm saying is my car could be sex toy delivery right now without that stuff coming out. I can't even close my trunk right
now. Remember the ambiguously gay duo on SNL?
Yes.
Ace and Gary, and they drove that car? That's what the car should look like.
A penis mobile. Yeah. Totally. Yeah, I wouldn't get enough attention with that at all. Okay, billboards. Yeah,
you could get
I would
on
hate
maybe
that.
An old rundown like Wiener mobile from like the Oscar Mayer Wiener. Like, you've seen those.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So if things don't work out with sex, then I'll just do that.
No, but you just deliver sex toys in your Wiener mobile.
Some people. I'd like that. Actually, you know, it's a good way to get out into the world. And maybe I would do my podcast on the road. Be like, how are you going to use this toy tonight? Or how are you going to, you know,
hey,
what position? I think,
bad.
You know what I could do? Oh, dude, here's it is.
Oh, we have to do this.
I just thought about this. Everyone's emailing me for advice, right? And most of the things I can help someone in like 10 minutes. Right. And a lot of people email me and they're like, do you see patients? Do you see people, couples individually? Right. And I don't. And I've thought about it over the years. Like, because I mean, with friends I do and friends of friends or like at a party, I happen to help everyone a lot, pull me aside.
Right.
But what if someone was like, okay, I'll pay whatever for an hour. Emily comes over. She gives us like 15 minutes of sex therapy. She drops off. Like I go in my trunk. I'm like, okay, here's
your
the recipe for you.
Yeah.
You need a clitoral vibe.
Right.
He needs something for his anus. You definitely need silicone lube and condoms.
Like
come back. Yeah,
right.
It's a prescription. I write a prescription for sex.
Uh-huh.
Let's do this. I need an investor though.
How about we do this? Like the people that's writing their emails, they give us their name, age, and address, and you just like might show up. Like, you might just show up at their door.
Exactly.
I'm
you never
here to
know.
Dispense your advice you asked for.
Dude, this is a great idea.
And we could have, like, you know, microphones.
And I love it.
Let's do it.
Okay, done. We're in. We're down.
We'll just hope that their parents aren't home when we knock on the door.
No. We have to get it all checked out. You know how it is with, like, waivers and all that. Okay, there's a billboard that links dating apps Tinder, Grindr with sexually transmitted diseases. This was actually in the news today, and I'm going to be in Huffington Post live tomorrow to talk about the same issue. An AIDS healthcare group is defending an ad campaign in Los Angeles, USA, Los Angeles, United States of America, thank you very much, if you didn't know, that links popular dating apps with the spread of STDs. The AIDS Healthcare Foundation targets Tinder, a location-based dating app, and Grindr, a similar site for gay men, in billboards and bus benches that are reminding users about the risk of STDs. So check this out. The billboards show a silhouette of a man labeled Tinder face-to-face with a woman silhouette labeled chlamydia. A silhouette of a man labeled Grindr faces a male silhouette labeled gonorrhea. So it's kind of dark. But they say they're defending it because, of course, Grindr and Tinder are pissed. They say, though, AIDS Foundation, in many ways, location-based mobile apps are becoming a digital bathhouse for millennials, wherein the next sexual encounter can literally just be a few feet away as well as the next STD. Within 2 hours of the billboards going up, Grindr pulled commercials from the foundation's website. There's all this stuff. But this is on the back of another study that came out that did say, this was in May, and it said between 2013 and 2014, cases of syphilis grew by 79% HIV infections are up 33% and gonorrhea by 30%. Mm-hmm. And they say that they can track it back to the use of Tinder and all these apps and these sites in these cities.
Right.
So the thing is, I understand why Tinder and Grindr would be upset, but I'm not against anything that's going to have people think twice before having a casual encounter.
It's about awareness.
It is about awareness. Don't you agree?
I'm a product of the 90s, and I dealt with the whole AIDS epidemic and all the goddamn awareness. And you know what? I know it was tragic, and I know a lot of people died from it, but also it cost a lot of people in my generation a lot of sex.
You just pissed that you missed out a lot of sex.
A lot of sex. And yeah. I got tired of the fucking just say no campaigns. So I'm a little bit...
That was for drugs.
I know, but still. There was a lot of crossover,
you're
too.
Right. No, you're right. Just saying no to drugs and sex.
I just can't believe that people are so dumb. They don't think, oh, yeah, having unprotected sex on Grindr or Tinder might cause syphilis.
Well, here's what
happens. I might go down like Al Capone.
Here's what happens is that, let's be honest, a lot of the biggest mistakes I've made in my life are things that I regret, let's say sexually or otherwise. I was probably drunk.
You said you've never regretted one sexual encounter. You told me this.
Not regret to the point where like, oh, my God, I can't believe I got like syphilis or I got...
Right.
Something bad, but like, you know, there have been things I've done where I'm like, I probably wouldn't have had sex with him, or maybe, or I probably wouldn't have made out with him or let him touch my boob.
Right.
But I'm saying that what happens is people drink and your inhibitions go out, that you're like, yeah. I've even heard people say, well, I know him. He's a friend of a friend, so he's must be STD free.
That's
you cannot
ridiculous.
Tell anything. You can't tell by looking. You can't believe what they say. So, you know, I'm all for it.
But do you really think that billboards are going to be helping people out? Do you really think that someone's going to be like,
maybe
hey,
someone's
I didn't think of that.
Here's this. You're driving to a Tinder date and you're all sober and you're going to meet this chick at a bar, right? In West Hollywood. You're driving and you're like, oh,
you
syphilis.
Everything in there.
You're seeing gonorrhea Tinder. And then you're driving, you meet her and you're like, okay. And then it's in your mind. You're like, I don't want to get gonorrhea. You're thinking to yourself, I might have sex with her. I hope I do. And you plant in your head that I should probably use a condom.
Okay, this might seem harsh, but anyone who needs that billboard reminder that safe sex is important, maybe it wouldn't be so bad if they got a little stiff.
Have you ever put your seatbelt on when it says seatbelt?
No, negative. And then maybe that person that gets a little stiff, they can't procreate.
You can also get herpes.
Make more...
Never goes away.
Dumb people like them. You know what I mean?
You get pregnant. I mean, here's the thing. Condoms are not... I think people have bad experience with condoms, but there's so many great skin condoms I love, SKYN. Mm-hmm. They index to wearing nothing. Literally, it feels like you are wearing nothing.
Right.
I gave some to a bunch of people in the office, and Lori in my office just had sex with a new guy. Talk about Lori's sex life a lot.
Where'd she meet him?
She met him online on one of dating apps. She like went. She was like dating a guy that she wasn't into.
Was he Mr. Herpes or Mr. Syphilis?
No,
he was nobody.
But what I'm saying is, she met this guy. She was dating a guy that was not good for her at all. And then she met this guy and like madly in love. And then she's met him at what was I just saying? She met him on Tinder. And what was my point of it? The sex.
That's sweet. And then condoms. And
oh, condoms. So then she said, we use the skin, because I'm always talking about it. And she's like, he was like, first of all, whoever says that was a great condom, what was it afterwards? I was like, did he? Because I know they're awesome, but like he literally noticed it. So what I'm saying is, if you're anti-condom, there's some really good ones out there that might try some on.
Lori.
You haven't met her yet.
I don't think I have.
No, she's awesome. She does Lori, like videos, production.
I could see a girl, I don't know Lori at all, but I could see her going, the condom was good? Well, what about
how was
me?
I? What about me? It was like, I'm sure she kills it in bed. She's hot. She's awesome. So there you go. That's my sex in the news.
I like it. I can see a lot of people are probably, I could see groups being upset with 7-Eleven as well. I bet this could be some backlash here.
Why? Because Ben and Jerry's being delivered to your house?
They're encouraging hookups and they're encouraging binge drinking. I can see
they're not
groups.
Delivering alcohol.
No, they're delivering that cures what ails you. You know
well,
what
they're
I mean?
Not saying, they say, you know, you're going to drink, so you're going to wake up hungover.
Right. I wonder who delivers it, though. I wonder if it's the dudes at work there.
I hope
or if
not. I don't want to talk to them.
Wow.
Because the guy who works at my 7-Eleven.
What in the world? That was just hesitation.
Okay, that was not them. I meant the 7-Eleven in my house. No, I have an issue
you have
with
a 7-Eleven in your house.
No, I have a 7-Eleven. I have a really, really, the most disappointing.
I bet you got one, a guy who's kind of lechy.
No. I have the most disappointing 7-Eleven that's ever existed on the face of this earth that is 2 blocks from my house. Convenient.
Right.
However, they have 0 snacks that I like. The Slurpee machine is always broken. Mm. Like, I like Coke Zero. Can't you get Coke Zero? Nope. I like certain kind of potato chips. They don't have them.
They sell booze?
I don't even know. I don't drink a lot. Mm-hmm. But they just,
I hate how some of the 7-Elevens have beer and some don't.
They have bananas.
You never know.
Like, sometimes I'm like, it'll be 1 in the morning. I'm like, I want a banana for my smoothie. But, like, literally, they have nothing. I'm like, what? And then I got mad at them once. I'm like, how do you not have pretzel M&Ms? Mm-hmm. Like, you have every, like, couldn't you just order it right now? Like, I got mad. So that's what I'm talking about 7-Eleven. My 7-Eleven. And I go to other 7-Elevens. Mm-hmm. They're fine. This one sucks. It's on Melrose. I can't be the only one who's upset.
No, you can't be. I know the one you're talking about, too. That's a shitty little one. It's like back in the back of the strip mall.
Yeah, it's in the back of a strip mall. Yeah. A shitty little strip mall that says UPS dealer on it, and the UPS store doesn't even take UPS anymore. So just the whole mall fucks up my life.
All right, so just to be clear, Emily wasn't talking about across the board people who work at
7-Eleven. No, 7-Eleven's fine. I meant my 7-Eleven. It's all I have, and I have nothing.
I hope
snacks.
That they thought this out. I hope the guy behind the counter isn't like riding his bike around town delivering this stuff and puts like a little like be back in 5 minutes sign, because I don't want that.
No, I'm sure it's a big corporation, except for the one that works for me. It must be independently owned. Okay. Everyone, thank you for emailing me. feedback@sexwithemily.com. And you guys are kicking ass because I've asked you to tell me your name, where you live, and how old you are. And you're doing pretty good job. So I love you all. Okay. Hi, Emily. My boyfriend and I have been together for almost 2 years now, and we both love our sex life. However, we are now starting to feel it's become too routine for us. He's 39, I'm 26. We both have high sex drives, but we definitely need some more moves or something. Could you recommend some fun new positions and also some toys that would be fun for both? Thanks, Emily. Love the podcast. Ariana, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Okay, Ariana, great question. Okay, so they've been together 2 years. Yeah. Sounds about right. You need a little spicing up. Okay, so a few things. Here's some quick tips. Sometimes mixing things up are simple as just changing where you're having sex all the time. It's like anything. If you have the same meal every day, you know, you get the same sandwich, you go to 7-Eleven for the same Slurpee that doesn't work, you know, you're going to be like, want to change it up. So if you always have sex in your bedroom, next time you guys like order in, like make a picnic in your living room. It's fall. It's getting, you know, cooler out. You could build a fire. You can have some sexy foods. Having sex on the couch is so fun. Having sex on the spinning cycle of the dryer can be really fun too. Okay. So mix up location, spontaneous sex. Okay. Also, increases the lust factor. In fact, it was interesting, Anderson. We did this on Loveline a few weeks ago. We did the call in with your best sex story ever. We do this like a half hour open forum on Loveline, which is a great show we're on as well, podcast and live show. And the thing that was the common denominator of all the calls were that it was unexpected, spontaneous sex. Most of the callers.
That is the best.
It is, because, you know, it's the anticipation. You know, absence makes the heart grow fonder. The longer you wait for something, the more you want it. And that's why often when we desire someone, it's almost the buildup's better than the actual sex sometimes. So try to, you know, make it more spontaneous. You know, you could, you know, next time he comes home, just whip down his pants, give him a blow job.
There is no anticipation, though, if it's spontaneous.
If you're living together, that's true, too.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right. I guess I might talk about it. Well, spontaneous. You're right. That's two different things.
Yeah.
But it could be spontaneously. And it's because it's. You're right. Was that wrong?
Yeah, a little bit wrong. A little. You know it, though. But.
Well, I guess I'm also saying that.
There is also that.
The buildup. The lust and the buildup. Even if it's No, I am right. Because even if it's. I'm like, wait. It could be spontaneous.
Right.
I could have met you an hour ago at the bar.
Right.
But it's so exciting because it's new and I'm building up to this. Like the lust, everything's new.
But there's a lack of anticipation. Now, there is that to be said, too. Like, maybe you do set, like, a time. Like, hey, we can't have sex until after, you know, three shows. We have to watch three Key and Peele's before we get to bang. And then there's some good anticipation there.
You know what? I often tell couples who are having struggles with their sex life to just take sex off the table. If you're like, oh, she wants it, he doesn't,
Yeah, the last thing you want is to become a chore.
Yeah, don't you want to be a chore? Like, do, like, massage. Discover each other's erogenous zones again. You know, and be adventurous.
That'll lead to something else.
You never know. So feel free to be adventurous. You know, start, or like if you want to have sex outdoors, you can do it in your backyard. Watch porn together. Have you guys ever done that?
Walls are high if you're doing it in your backyard.
I don't know. I don't know if they have kids. But like, that's what I'm saying, changing location. What? What'd you do? What? Tell me.
If I was alone in a bar with these people and they're asking me, I'd tell them to get your book.
Hot Sex?
Yeah.
I do think that my book is great foreplay. It's a great inspiration. It's a great
book, and you just flip to any page. I'm like, that's what we're going to try tonight.
It's true. Hot it's sex like, over 200 things you could try tonight.
Wheelbarrow, but let's give it a shot.
And it's beautiful illustrations. I mean, they're funky, cool illustrations. Yeah, I forgot to talk about it. Go to my website, click on the banner, get it on Amazon, and it's like $15 or something.
Yeah, and if you got and like Amazon Prime, you'll have it in 2 days. You'll have it by like weekend.
Here's the thing. You'll have it this weekend, and you just open up to any page, and there's nothing in there that you need to go out and buy. You can just do everything there. It's like moves and teasing. You got the parts. You got the penis. You got the things going on. Porn's great, and also sex toys. Here's my advice. A great sex toy, if you haven't used toys before, my hands-down favorite is a vibrating ring.
Oh, okay.
A cock ring.
All right.
Because it's a couple's toy. Uh-huh. The vibrations feel good on him. He puts it on his penis. the vibrations feel good on him, and she rides him and hits her clitoris.
Right.
But you can also take it off, put it on her two fingers. She can give him a hand job with it, tickle his balls. Mm. He can use it on her nipples. That's what I'd say is a great one. Also, the Wii Vibe Boar is a great couples toy. You wear it while you're having sex. And then also you could try a little bondage. And when I say bondage, I don't mean you got to get a red room of pain. Blindfold each other. You take away one sense, all your other senses become heightened. So you just blindfold each other, and you're like, tonight I'm in charge of you. For the next hour, I'm doing what I want to you. And he has to give up all control. And you can like massage him. You can give him a blowjob. You can pour some hot massage oil on him. You can put ice cubes in your mouth and give him a blowjob. Do whatever you want. Surprise him. Surprise him. Be spontaneous. And have a good time.
You just surprised me.
Those are so many things to do. How did I surprise you?
Because you listed a full list of like sex toys.
Dude, this is what I do.
And I didn't hear you say the one.
Oh, the Mimi?
Ah, she did it! I just kept waiting for the Jeju Mimi to come
Jeju
flying
Mimi
out of your mouth.
The Jeju Mimi is my favorite. And I also, the Jeju, they make a great cock ring too called the Mio. They make the Mio. M-I-O. Go
sure
to goodvibes.com. No, what?
Should be the Mio.
No, you know why I love the Mio cock ring? It's rechargeable. I mean, there's also cheap ones. Like, if you want to just buy, like, a disposable one to see if you like it, you could do that.
It's
but this is rechargeable.
When you say cock ring. It's very shocking.
I actually, for a long time, would just say penis ring.
Yeah,
I don't even like the word cock unless I'm talking dirty.
C ring, maybe. It's jarring.
Dude, I don't have time. Really?
Yeah, a little jarring.
For you, cock?
Ah,
God.
Jarring.
Really?
Coming out of your sweet mouth? Yeah, it's a little jarring.
I am sweet, aren't I? It's funny. That's, yeah. Okay, so the other thing is, that's it. I'm going to tell you all one more thing, though, here, real quick. Speaking of a little break here that I have to talk to you about. So, you know, I'm always trying to get into, but I don't know if you know this, but Anderson, I try to meditate every day. And I think so much of life and having a routine. What are you laughing?
I just can picture you actually doing it.
I do. I've been meditating for 20 years.
I know. And you went to that whole place where, like, for 10 days, you didn't
silent,
say a word.
Blah, blah, blah. I've done it 3 times, 30 days in silence.
Insane to me that you actually did that.
I actually stopped talking.
But I'm picturing you, as I know you, in your apartment, saying, I'm going to sit down and be quiet now for 20 minutes.
I do it.
Okay.
Every day. Not only that, I use my intensity, which is my...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You insert something inside yourself before
you
do this?
No. This is my routine in the morning now, because I'm obsessed with the intensity, because it has changed my sex life, because it is a health product, a toy invented by a doctor that looks like a rabbit vibrator, and you put it inside you and it does your Kegel exercises for you. Okay? Women never do them. I try to get you. I made the iPhone app Kegel Camp, and a lot of times you're doing them wrong. So this, you puff it up a little bit so it hits your pelvic floor in exactly the right way. You lay back. So I lay back on my bed and it's just really calming, and I use it for 10 minutes. And then I have an orgasm after, because it is a rabbit vibe.
Okay,
but I'm telling you too much information.
No, well, there's that. But you just told me that you meditate every day, and now you're, you know, giving
no,
me
I'm
the
talking
details.
About routine.
Turns
what I'm saying
out,
is, every,
you're not meditating.
No,
you're beating off every day.
I wake
very
up.
Different.
I meditate for 20 minutes. Then I use my intensity, because it takes all the confusion out of Kegel exercises. Every single woman, her pelvic floor muscles are going to become weak.
Oh.
It happens over time. She's going to sneeze. She's going to pee.
Oh,
she's going to feel loose. If you can't have orgasms, there's so many reasons to have these muscles that are strong. I mean, go online, look at it. And it also targets your G-spot and clitoris. It uses gentle electrostimulation, so you feel these little like waves go through you, and it contracts your vaginal muscles for you. You don't have a vagina, so you don't know what I'm saying.
I have no idea what's going on.
But like, it's so calming. And now I'm walking around with PC muscles of steel.
Okay, is there an apparatus where you can put it in there? Maybe has like a little tube connected to like a little ball where you can squeeze with your pelvic floor muscles and see just how much energy?
Yes, as biofeedback.
Okay, because then you could like see your number going up.
Yes,
and then you could be
so
like, my
I've
vagina is the strongest
Dude,
muscle
I'm
in my
level
body.
I'm 4 now. I started at 1, and they said go really slow, and I've been using it for a month now, but I've been using it regularly for 14 days. Every single
How
day.
How many levels are there?
I'm just really proud of myself, because I have a hard time sticking with things. And
can
this,
you get a black belt for your vagina?
Yes.
If you get to a certain level.
Dude, I could wield around like a hammer right now or something. I could hammer something into that wall. Okay, so and you know what's so funny? We talked about it on the show a few weeks ago, and I've never in my life received so many emails from people who wanted to get
Picture you hammering nails in your wall.
I do handiwork now through my vagina. I do. I smoke cigarettes, I drink wine, everything through my vagina.
Your vagina is so badass.
It's so badass. But the thing is that like I feel it, and I've done them regularly before. Anyway, the point is it's called the intensity. It's pourmoi.com, pourmoi.com. I talked about it a few weeks ago on the show, and in 10 years, literally I've never gotten so many emails about a product that people want. So check it out, pourmoi.com.
You know why?
Why?
People like to have things do work for them.
I'm telling you, if I had something that would exercise for me every day, I just went to spinning for you. Right. And I was sitting here eating chocolate chips.
Well,
I'd be so chocolate cookies.
Bruce Lee had those things, right? Where he put the suction cups on him and it would like contract his muscles. It sounds like that. Time you tell me about this, it reminds me of that.
It is that. Yeah. And now I'm like, I can't, and I'm feeling it. I'm having stronger orgasm. I'm like,
your orgasm is like, here I am.
No, it's
check
true.
Check me out.
Because
swole
the G-spot orgasm is a little more elusive, but now I'm having the blended so much easier.
Are you scaring your boyfriend yet? Is he getting scared?
No, he's okay. So psyched. I ripped his penis off though, by mistake with it. But no, he's cool.
And then you use your vagina to actually heal it back up like a triage.
Exactly. It was triage. He's actually a doctor, which is funny. So it was weird that I ripped his penis off.
I didn't know
off.
That. Yeah. You brought a doctor to my event? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You didn't meet him. Did you meet him? I don't know.
I think I might.
Doesn't matter.
I met a lot of people.
That's okay. He might not. Whatever. Okay. So, yeah, it was a great night. Okay. Another email. What?
I'm still just picturing you in your back hammering nails.
Hammering nails in my vagina. It's amazing how powerful the vagina is. I mean, really, women rule the earth. We do. We have so much power. And then if you strengthen your kegel muscles, you could like take over the world.
Wow.
You're gaining.
You're gaining.
It's true. Okay. Here's some breastplate tips.
Oh,
hey,
great.
Emily, my name's Alan. I'm 25 and I'm from Zimbabwe. Listening all the way in Zimbabwe. I've been a listener of your podcast since the episode you were on on Chris Jericho's podcast. And I want to say thank you for the great sex advice you offer in each of your episodes. Coming from someone who lives in a country that's very conservative when it comes to things like sex, because it's predominantly Christian nation, so no sex before marriage, blah, blah, blah. Any tips you could offer about performing good breast play? A lot of the girls I've been with so far weren't ready for sex, but were open to making out and a little foreplay. And breast play has been my usual signature move to get them hot and heavy. But I have some trouble when it comes to pleasuring breasts that have small nipples. So please share advice for how to handle those as well as normal-sized ones. Thank you, Alan. I think it's a great question. Okay, so here's the thing. I don't think it has to do with the nipple size. Women with small nipples, big nipples, you can still pleasure breasts the same. It's just that the individual woman might not respond the same. Just like every other sexual move and tip I give you, it's a case-by-case, a breast-by-breast basis. So first, here's some don'ts. Don't use your nails on her breasts. Don't twist her nipples like you're trying to get a signal or something. Don't slap her boobs unless she wants her to. You know, don't treat them like toys. And don't be really rough and bite them again unless she asks you to. So here's what you do, Alan. Slow it all down. I always say this. Men just like rip your clothes off and he's like, this is why we think. They like touch boobs and they rip. But he's not having sex. So really, right. He's got. I like this because, Alan, you're probably already naturally so. I would first touch her nipples, her breasts through her top, her clothing. So don't even take off her shirt. You just looked uncomfortable. No. Anderson, you weren't uncomfortable.
No. I'm not.
You're actually doing something.
I tune out when I heard sex talk.
Dude, that is such a bad job when you're sitting here co-hosting with me.
I know, but sex talk is, I've been hearing it for 20 years, you know?
Oh,
know.
Dude.
Okay.
Okay.
You touch
so
it through the clothes.
Through the clothes. Because
good,
let me tell you something. Not only are you slowing it
talk
down.
About anticipation.
Anticipation. Thank you. I know. Whatever. It's all coming back together. All this stuff matters. Is that the longer you wait to undress her, the more aroused and turn on she's going to be, number one. Number two, the fabric against her breasts is really, her nipples feels really, really good. And it's just another sensation for a lot of women. Like when you rub over her underwear, it's the same thing. So then you can slowly take off her top, wait a few minutes, kiss her, then take off her bra. And start with, again, soft touching before you even get into squeezing or nipple play. Okay? Squeezing, nipple play, wait. Then use your hands. Here's what you do. To make her nipples tense, you place your fingers on each side of the nipple, push down slightly, and slide your fingers apart like this, like with two fingers on either side.
Like peace.
Like
she's doing
peace
the Richard
Nixon. Doing the
Nixon.
Peace sign around nipples, okay? And then they're going to get hard. And then you could also use your mouth. Move the breast. First of all, I want to get back to the breast. Use slow circular motions. Start really, really gentle. I keep saying that, but it's true. And take her lead in how she likes to be touched. So does she start to breathe heavy? You can start to tell when she's really into it. So circular motions, slow touches. You can also use some lube on her nipples. I think lube is the best thing since sliced bread.
She loves her lube. She's always forcing it on people.
And then use your mouth.
Take your lube.
Use your mouth. Can you use your mouth in Zimbabwe? Use the tip of your tongue to circle around the nipple. That feels really good. And then when they're erect, what?
Live in Zimbabwe still, or is he out here from Zimbabwe?
No, he's in Zimbabwe. That's why he's not having premarital sex.
I like it.
So he's really into breast play, which I wish every guy was into breast play. When they're erect, you can harden your tongue. You can flick it back and forth at our nipples. Again, it doesn't matter if her nipples are big or small. But the issue is that some women just don't have a lot of sensitivity in their nipples. It has nothing to do with the size. You can also slowly take it in your mouth, suck, and nibble. Do not bite.
We had that one porn star on that was talking about clamping it in between your teeth and
the
tongue.
Oh, she was on my show.
Yeah.
She said between the teeth and the tongue.
Yeah, a little bit. Just kind of like flick it with your teeth a little
yes,
bit.
Yes, flick it with your teeth.
And I'd never heard of that.
But you got to be really careful with that.
Be careful when you get your teeth involved, of course.
Yeah, you want to... I don't remember. Which episode was it? Who was that? One of the parts, Siri?
Something Cross?
Caden Cross.
Yeah.
That was actually a great episode. Caden Cross. K with a K.
K with a K.
Check that one out. Also, suck. And then here's another great move. Suck and then release her nipples while inhaling. Because that increases like an icy sensation. And then you blow on it.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about the different sensations. Okay?
Here's the main thing, though. What? Like you got the meter right there in front of you. Like, women can't really fake what they're feeling when it's happening to them. I mean, just pay attention to what's working for her and what's not.
Exactly. And that escalated.
It's pretty easy to read if you pay attention.
I think a lot of guys are just in their head thinking what's next.
Right. But pay attention. And
so breath quickening.
It really helps too if you take your mind off of one, like what you're doing and kind of watching her at the same time.
Right. It becomes like a dance.
It works. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. One more thing. Don't just stick to the nipples. Lick that space between her breasts, lick under her breasts, because they don't get a lot of attention, but it feels really good. Good luck, Alan. You got it. You're killing it in Zimbabwe. Okay. Hi, Emily. I'm in the middle of an odd situation, and I'm looking for your help. I've been married to my amazing husband for a year, and recently he brought up his fantasy, which he has never mentioned to me before. A few years back, we were both dating, and we were very different people then, I cheated on him. He caught me red-handed. We got through that very dark time in our lives, and that horrible experience made us stronger than ever. But recently, my husband mentioned that he's been fantasizing about watching me with another man. I have no desire to be with anyone, but my husband and I still want to fulfill his fantasy. Do you have any fun ideas of how we can blend monogamy and his fantasy? Thanks so much for everything you do. I'm 26 and listen to you via the podcast app on my iPhone. Signed, Jay. Okay, Jay, sounds like your husband has a little cuckold fetish.
Yeah, which cuckold. You probably created with all the trauma you caused by cheating on him in the first place.
I don't know about that. Huh? I don't think anything to do with that, but I love that they worked through it. Sometimes cheating makes you stronger, sometimes it kills you. But here's the thing. Cuckolding fetish means that he has the fantasy of seeing you with another man. And that's a lot of times how couples discover it. But it is true, you're right. When they find someone cheating, they realize that they kind of fetishize it. So that could be it. I had Dr. David Lay on my podcast,
nice
L-E-Y.
Name.
He talked about this at length about a year ago. I'm sure it's still on iTunes. Did iTunes still have only 30 episodes up?
It's whatever you said to that kid.
No. I had 200 and then all of a sudden it went to 30.
I don't know, bro.
Let's fix it. But if you can't find it on iTunes, go to sexwithemily.com, search for Lay, David Lay, L-E-Y. This is what he studies. So in this instance, though, Jay, you got to get creative. So what you can do is when a couple doesn't really want to act out a fantasy, but they have one, you recreate it in the bedroom. So you talk dirty about it. You know, you tell them, like, God, right now, I'm thinking about that guy we saw at the bar. Right. I'm picturing him. You know, he takes me home and you're watching. Like, you just talk about
Jesus.
It. You can spit out stories that depict his fantasy to get him like turned on during sex. You can also, I can recommend role playing, you know, videotape you having sex with him dressed as a stranger.
Wow.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of ways she doesn't want to do it. If you're not ready, you've got to blend this fantasy with reality. Maybe you watch porn about a husband doing it.
Well, is this guy like marriage material? Is she going to marry?
She's married.
They're already married.
Yeah.
So, yeah, their kids.
It can because she cheated and it could just be a thing he's always had.
And you know what? There's a good chance that he thinks he wants this, but once it starts happening.
Well, that's why they're not doing it. And yeah. I'm saying just talk dirty about it. That helps. That's how I was with a guy. I'd never been with a woman before. In my 20s, that I was dating in my early 20s, and he was like the guy that sexually like opened me up.
Right.
Never stopped since then. Mm-hmm. But I remember him talking to me like
residuals from your career.
Exactly. No, he should. He said that to me once. But it was interesting because he kept talking about like, oh, I picture this woman like going down or whatever. And I'd never really even thought about it. And it was just really hot the way he described the situation. And then it got me really turned on. And then eventually I have dabbled with some women. But it was
I didn't know that.
I talked about it on Love
Live. I think that you kind of like shy away from that kind of thing. You don't admit to
it. I don't talk about it a lot, to be honest.
But you have.
But yeah, I have. I mean,
dabbled.
I've dabbled.
You dabbled south of the border there?
Yeah, I did. It was fun. One time, the first time was actually my first time at a swinger party.
Uh-huh, of course.
In San Francisco.
Drugs?
No drugs. Mm. Maybe a little alcohol. Mm. No drugs. And it was this hot chick, and she like sought me out. And we started making out. And she had fake boobs. She was a stripper, a former stripper.
Were they hard?
Yeah, they're big. Big
sure
boobs. And we were like making out in the bed. But then people were watching, and that was weird because I'm not really into that.
Right.
But then we went on a date.
No, really?
Yeah.
Was that awkward?
Yeah, I wasn't that into her after the
did
date.
Did you guys like have dinner and stuff?
Kinda.
Weird. What do you mean, kinda? Did you go to dinner?
We had dinner and drinks. And then I was like, she was kind of dumb.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Shocking.
Another time, I don't think I've ever told the story on the air. Uh-huh. But I'm going to tell it right now.
Let's do it. I'm not going to hold you back.
I was at the Playboy Mansion for a party. Mm-hmm. I think it was my first time there, my second time there. And I met a couple. I was in LA. I was living in San Francisco at the time. And I met this really fun couple. And afterwards, like, do you want to come back to our house? I'm like, sure. So I went back to their house. And we hung out, had some drinks, and I slept with them.
With both of them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I fell asleep in the bed and woke up in the middle of them.
And then did you walk out?
But like,
in the
I went down to her, she went down to me, gave her an orgasm. Like, wow. I'm pretty good at it. I'm a woman. I know.
And they knew what you did?
What?
For a living. Like, they knew?
They did, yeah. Because I was there interviewing.
They picked up at
the
Playboy
Mansion.
No.
That was probably like 6 years ago, and I was doing Sex with Emily podcast. I was like doing video there and stuff like that. So they knew, but and then afterwards, they kept emailing me and calling me, and I ignored them completely. Mm-hmm. But it's not because they weren't a great couple. I was just like, that was a one-off experience. That was fun. And I lived in San Francisco. I don't even remember their names.
Going back to like the cuckolding.
Yeah.
You shouldn't remember their names. That's good. It's like a fantasy that you actually lived and like to let them be like whoever, John and Jill.
Right.
But there's a scene in this David Lynch film called Wild at Heart with Nicolas Cage and Laura Dern.
I remember them, yeah.
And I love that movie. And I saw it when I was very young. And I was probably like 13 or 14 when I first saw it. And I remember there's a scene where he's telling his girlfriend, Laura Dern, Nicolas Cage's, about the sexual encounter that he had with this girl. And she's completely getting off on it.
Yeah.
Laura Dern is. And she's like, tell me more. And then she did this and she laid over the bed and she
really
had assault
hot.
Weapons and Spank House magazine.
Weapons, right.
Yeah, yeah. And then she's like, take a bite of peach. And like Laura Dern is getting off and they're sitting in this bar. And I remember it was so bizarre to me as like a little teenage
right.
boy. Like, why in the world? Why?
Like,
I'd
how
be so
would that
jealous.
Turn you on? Exactly. But people.
It's a thing.
I'm telling you,
and hopefully
a lot of
with these guys, just
yes.
talking can be enough.
Exactly. And it can be enough. You just get out of that jealousy thing. It's not really happening. It's harmless. It's safe. She's not having sex. You don't need condoms, anything in the room, but you're doing it. And if you, sex is all about getting out of your head, you know, getting out of all the worries that you have and getting into the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so like letting those words take you to another place and that might do it for you.
I got to say though, Jay, I am concerned a little bit that this is rehash from him catching you red-handed, is what you said. It sounds like he walked in on you sleeping with another man. And a lot of the time, cuckolding is based in, degrading. And maybe he's still pissed at you.
Yeah, that's true, too.
And maybe he's fantasizing for the wrong reasons. And maybe he's looking to blow up this relationship.
I agree that could be why. That's typically a lot of times why. But, and again, this is just her side of the story. But she starts by saying that... the experience made us stronger. We're happier than ever.
Rationalization.
But recently, right. Well, so I'd like to hear him. But, you know, they're together. They got married. So
hold off on the kids
they can
until
do
you figure out this cuckolding thing. How about that?
Oh, how about that? Okay. That's all I got time for.
Cool.
Yeah. And what else? You guys, listen. I love you all. And it would be so awesome if you followed me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. It's all at Sex with Emily and Snapchat. Because, like, I don't just do bullshit stuff on those sites. Like, I give stuff away.
She's constantly
I give you advice.
Moving. Constantly,
constantly
working,
moving.
Constantly
I'm doing
adding.
Stuff. And it helps me. And it'll help you. And it'll brighten your day. And also YouTube. Follow me there. And also, what else, Anderson? I don't know. Anything else with you? AndersonCowan.com?
AndersonCowan.com. I'll have the link up for that event, too, that I was talking about. That will be a lot of fun. You can at least come out and watch me crash and burn, because I've never moderated anything.
Oh, it's fine. Just be you. You moderate every day.
So, friendsforbenefits.org. Tickets start at $10, and then they go up a little bit higher. You can get, like, Ed Asner's autograph at one of the levels. But the money goes, proceeds go to help things out. Greg Wiseman, writer of Reign of Ghosts, and that's what this is all about. It's going to be a great time.
I'm going to tweet it out.
It's going to be fun. So... it's here in LA at Meltdown Comics, October 9th. It's a Friday, 7
I love
p.m.
It. Okay, everyone, go that. Go see Anderson. Check him out. Check out his podcast and also The After Disaster and The Film Vault. And also, if you like my show, review us on iTunes. You're there anyway.
That'll help you.
That helps us a lot.
Well, I mean, not that you need much help. You're huge, but
I'm huge.
But no. Like, you know, that's the best way to get you like
go
up in the charts.
So like, go and say, give us a 5-star if you're next time on iTunes.
The M's is great.
If it's not 5-star, then don't listen. Just kidding.
Fives
I love
ones.
You all. Thank you, Madison. Thank you, Lori. Thank you, Alyssa. Thank you to everyone for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, everybody. I'm going to talk to you about Emily and Tony because it is my product line, and I would never make a product that didn't change your life and didn't feel really, really good going on in your body. So this is Emily and Tony Down Under. We actually sold out of it last year at this time because it's that good. It's a unique cream formula, turns into a light natural powder to keep your intimate areas dry and comfortable and fresh and clean and ready for action. Down Under Comfort for men and women can be used anywhere on your body. It prevents sweat stains, chafing, and that not so fresh feeling. Someone wants to like go down on you and you're like, I haven't showered. Guess what? You don't have to worry because you are still fresh and dry. And you know what? Poor hygiene, number one complaint about sex for men and women. So check it out. One listener said, Down Under Comfort is a godsend. I was a baby powder man most of my adult life. And my girlfriend's a fan as well. And any guy who says that his girlfriend won't go down needs to try this stuff. So it's basically a recipe for a blowjob. Go to emilyandtony.com.
You can do it.
Go to emilyandtony.com. Get Down Under Comfort right now. Use coupon code Emily for 20% off your first order. And while you're there, try my aromatherapy and massage candles because now we have a special sexy price. Check them out.
Right? Your special's
very special. Check it out. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Love you.